Proclamation number 0603 of 3rd of October, 1938. Cause and effect from spiritual experience. All spiritual experiences cause and effect at the same time. The attentive man can observe at any time that the spiritual experience must be preceded by some event, according to which his thought direction has just taken the way to the height. From this thinking then a spiritual immersion in questions arose, concerning the eternal Godhead. Such questions force the human being to believe in a power, which so to speak expresses itself in every human being. Faith ignited in the human heart the God spark of love, and by the love, the spirit was again animated. Only a few realize how blessed is the path that an earthly child walks in the beginning of recognition. To have entered the bridge which reaches over into the eternal kingdom is of incalculable advantage for the earthly child, for it is spared the unspeakable struggle in the hereafter, and on entering the hereafter it can also soon pass over into regions of light and leave behind all suffering on earth. But now the question forces itself on humans, which fate is given to those, which separated themselves always willingly from the matter, which demanded nothing from the world and its joys, but stood also just as indifferently opposite to the spiritual world. These were both spiritually and physically sluggish and found their satisfaction in the state of complete inertia. Their body was indeed little captivated by earthly desire, but also their spiritual well-being was not particularly close to their hearts. But they were content with the most meager life on this earth. Such people must have extraordinarily strong inner experiences which shake them out of this lethargy of body and soul, so that then the actual activity begins and they now devote themselves fully to their task. Once the spirit has revealed itself to them, then the person also attentively takes in everything that follows. He observes now attentively all events around him, begins to think and draws now from each experience his use for the soul. And then the state sets in where the spiritual experience works itself out in diligent activity on himself, on his soul, and then man will not make a one-sided judgment in every situation of life, but he will always be mindful of the fact that all threads go out from God, that therefore nothing is sent or permitted by God which does not serve spiritual maturity. Thus every earthly event should also simultaneously set the spirit in activity to finally be guided by it into all wisdom and to be able to completely fulfill the task already on earth. For what man already achieves on earth, is immensely beneficial for the soul and will be felt extremely beneficially when leaving the earthly shell, so that the soul may enter the eternal kingdom without any obstacles. The kingdom of peace. Amen.